You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is pushing for a new round of sanctions against Russia. The European Union, in its last round of sanctions, agreed to embargo most Russian oil imports into the bloc by year-end. The president expressed his gratitude for the sanctions the bloc had already put in place against Moscow during a visit to Kyiv by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Mr. Zelensky wants to see even tougher measures put into place, including work on Europe abandoning its use of Russia energy resources.
In particular, sanctions should be targeted at all Russian officials and judges working for the war and constantly working on repression. Furthermore, the European Union must completely block the activities of all Russian banks without exception, especially Gazprombank, one of the leading wallets to pay for the anti-European policy of the Russian Federation.
During their meeting in Kyiv, Ms. von der Leyen and Mr. Zelensky spoke about Ukraine joining the EU. Ms. von der Leyen says that the EU executive's opinion on the country's request to join the European Union would be ready soon. She says that discussions with Mr. Zelensky will enable the EU to determine whether to recommend Ukraine as a candidate for membership of the European Union.
So the discussions today will enable us to finalize our assessment by the end of next week.
And Ms. von der Leyen is reminding Mr. Zelensky that despite important progress on administration reforms and in other fields, much work still needs to be done.
You have done a lot in strengthening the rule of law, but there still needs to be reforms implemented to fight corruption, for example.
Mr. Zelensky warned Ms. von der Leyen that Russia is in the initial stages of a European takeover.
All of Europe is a target for Russia, we are sure of it, and Ukraine is just the first stage in this aggression. This is why a positive EU response to the Ukrainian application for membership can be a positive answer to the question of whether the European project has a future at all.
Civilians have continued to flee intense fighting in eastern Ukraine as Russian and local forces battle for control of several key cities and villages in the nation's industrial heartland. Others who fled the approaching front line have now arrived in the city of Pokrovsk, where they boarded an evacuation train heading west. This woman, Natalia Azarian, says she had left everything behind in the village of Herske.
We lived at home to the very last. How long can it last? Then we could not bear it any longer. Now we are going to Vinnytsia, to our grandchildren's. What else can I say? We left there an apartment and everything in the apartment that we gained for all these years. We ended up homeless people. I think it is not only my story, our story is the same. So we left everything there.
And Russian shelling of the Azot chemical plant in Ukraine's frontline city of Severodonetsk has caused a powerful fire to break out after a leak of tons of oil. It's unclear if the fire has been extinguished or if there were any injuries or deaths. Some are sheltering at the Azot chemical plant, where Ukraine remains in control. Head of Luhansk People's Republic, Leonid Pasechnik, says the city where the plant is based is not entirely free.
Severodonetsk is not completely 100% liberated. The Ukrainian military, servicemen of the Ukrainian Nationalist Battalions still remain in the industrial area of the Azot plant, from where they are shelling the city, so it's impossible to call the situation calm in Severodonetsk. We can't say that it is completely ours, that we can go there, organize restoration works.
He later added that the Ukrainian soldiers should surrender because the city would be liberated in any case.
There are Ukrainian nationalists from that side, Ukrainian fascists, this is clear, but I think if I were them I would already make a decision to surrender. Because there have been lots of examples in the recent 3-4 months that we will achieve our goal in any case. We will liberate the industrial area in any case, we will liberate Severodonetsk in any case, Lysychansk will be ours in any case.
And Russian forces occupying parts of southern Ukraine have begun handing out Russian passports to local residents. In the Kherson region, 23 residents accepted the passports, including the new Moscow-installed governor, Volodymyr Soldo. Russian forces also started awarding passports in the occupied city of Melitopol. It did not specify how many residents had requested or received Russian citizenship. A Russian passport office opened in Melitopol 2 weeks ago, and Alexei Selivanov, deputy head of the pro-Russian Interior Ministry of Zaporizhzhia region, claims that thousands of people come every day to apply.
The work on the return of Russian citizenship, let me say it this way, is proceeding at a record pace, faster than it was on the territory of the Donbas. Every day, thousands of people come to the passport office, more than 100 questionnaires and fully completed packages of documents for the Russian citizenship are processed daily, and they are immediately sent to the Russian Federation.
But this report cannot be independently verified. Melitopol is located outside of the Donbass in the region of Zaporizhzhia, which is still held partly by Ukraine. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.